Section 3. You will hear a conversation between a student and her professor talking about a summer course. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
Hello, Mr. Thompson. May I speak to you for a minute?
Of course. Please come in.
I'm Alexandra Jones. I'm studying sustainability here at the university, and I heard about the summer course that you offer every year. I was considering joining the course and wanted to ask you some questions about it.
Yes, of course. Please fire away.
Has the course been effective in improving the environment?
Yes, absolutely. We have seen great results. Last year we planted a small field of trees and we have been measuring their oxygen outputs to see the benefits that they have provided to the environment. Since we were regulated by law last month, we are now able to hugely enhance our efforts. Our current goal is to introduce a lot more tree species to the plot so that we can establish a complex habitat and compare the benefits of each species. In order to do this, we need to get a lot more students involved in the project. So, I am very pleased to hear about your interest.
Well, the project sounds fascinating. I would definitely like to be involved.
Absolutely. Over the years, we have received funding from private investors and from selling shares. But the biggest improvement in our research came from a government fund that we received in the first year. This has greatly improved the organisation, and we have since won prizes for our research.
Wow, how impressive!
Yes, it is of the utmost importance to our organisation that we find a way to repair the terrible damage that has been done to the environment by the human species. This is no small undertaking, and our resources still need management. But from reports taken of our studies, we have found that teachers and students have greatly benefited from field trips to the tree plantation.
Yes, I visited the plantation myself on a field trip 2 years ago, and I found myself greatly impressed by it.
We have received a lot of feedback from visiting groups, telling us how impressed teachers, researchers and students alike have been during their visits. Due to the educational facilities that we have carefully structured, I know that the visits are useful and engaging for students, and that their experience is particularly special.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
So, what is the particular focus of the organisation and the reports that it provides?
I am personally very interested in soil erosion, so I knew that I definitely wanted to focus some of the report on this area. Before I set up the organisation, I looked up information on what areas were currently being researched, and I found that there were already studies into air pollution and water pollution. I obviously wanted to find a unique area to research, and so these were no good. I was tempted to look into the background of overgrazing, but the impacts of forest exploitation are far more devastating, and very little research has been carried out on this subject. So I decided that this should also form some focus for the report.
Yes, that makes sense. What have you found to be the greatest benefits of the activities carried out by the organization?
I have found that the greatest benefits are not the ones that anyone can learn from a book, like how to collect data, but more importantly, are life lessons that one can gain only from experience. Students who have partaken in the summer course have massively enhanced their confidence, which will prove invaluable for the rest of their lifetime. The people who partake in the summer course already know the importance of environmental protection, so it is not important that we spend time teaching them this. Students instead benefit from learning the importance of punctuality, as each day they have to wake up early to make sure that they are not late for their practical experience sessions.
If I decide to attend the summer course, what will I be doing for the rest of the time when no activities are going on?
Well, we unfortunately don't yet have a library on site, so you would be unable to read reference books, although you are obviously welcome to bring some books of your own with you. We offer a range of fun hobbies, such as games and painting, for students to participate in outside of their classes. So you could participate in one of these activities. We do not offer tutorials outside of the scheduled classes. However, you are free to interview teachers and ask them any questions you may have about the research.
Well, the course sounds fantastic. I would definitely like to participate during the summer. Thank you so much for your help.
No problem at all. Here is a form with all of the details. I look forward to seeing you there.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.